All right, I'd like to bring the meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meetings Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied in that adequate notice of this meeting was published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board of the Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. So I'll rise for the salute our flag. You're already up?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, first up, we have our minutes, regular meeting of October 20th, 2015.
We should do roll call first.
So moved.
We're going to do a roll call first.
Oh, sorry.
We're short.
Simso?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Noon?
Here.
McDonald? Condrey?
Here.
Higgins? Thompson?
Present.
All right, regular meeting minutes, October 20th.
So moved. Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstention? All right, on to correspondence, we're going to start with the first two. We've got the Borough of Wanacue Resolution and the NCADD Award Ceremony, Thursday, November 19th. I'll accept the motion to receive and file.
So moved.
Any discussion on those first two? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstentions? We have a request for approval of an outside Thanksgiving feast at RCCG Royal Dominion Chapel. Can I get a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstentions? All right, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimonies from guests. And when you come up, please state your name and address.
Hi, guys. Dave DeSanto from Washington Hope, homeowners protecting our environment, also the equity in our homes, 66 Cemetery Hill Road. Wanted to touch base with the council on, my understanding is there is a technical review committee meeting with the folks who operate the Washington Cemetery. I'm aware of one meeting. I've spoken with Mr. McDonald about that. And my first question is just that, have there been any subsequent meetings or notices to the town regarding any possible proposals on that property that anybody here is aware of?
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it either, but Mayor McDonald would be the one to really talk to about that because he's on that committee.
Okay.
He'll be here at the next meeting, December 1st is our next meeting?
I agree so.
Yeah, it's already, yeah, December 1st. And Christine's not here as well, so they would know more about that.
Okay.
I don't really have an answer for you.
All right, that's okay. And just because I didn't make eye contact with everybody, is everybody a no?
Not that I've heard of. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Okay.
I know about the review committee.
Okay.
But there has not been any meetings yet.
No subsequent, no, nothing other than the one that anybody in this room is aware of?
That we're aware of, yeah.
Okay. Ms. Conroy, if I can ask, Mr. McDonald, when I asked him if he had discussed what went on at that meeting with anybody, he did mention that he discussed the meeting with you. Are you at liberty to say possibly what was discussed regarding the meeting?
Which meeting was that?
The technical review committee meeting.
That was, no.
I think that was for something separate.
That was something separate. That's not the same, that's not the same.
Okay, so he didn't discuss anything that was discussed at that meeting with you?
No.
Okay.
And at the planning board, that's where that also would be discussed as well. And that was not at the last planning board. Nothing had been said on that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to mention too, while I have this audience, I was heavily involved with the last proposal by the cemetery to expand on the last 125 acres in the folks that objected to that. One of the things we had worked toward afterward was preserving that property. For those of you that don't know, we actually acquired $250,000 from Green Acres to go towards the purchase of that property. we had come to the council at the time with the Trust for Public Land, which is a national organization that works to preserve property across the nation. We had come because we were trying to get a question put on the ballot that November regarding the public's appetite for a open space fund. Now, I am well aware, not as well as you folks are aware, that there's a lot of places that money needs to be spent and saved in the borough. But at the time, the proposal had called for, and don't quote me because I'm just off the top of my head, the proposal had called for the average citizen in Washington, the average taxpayer in Washington, to have to pay about the cost of a pizza per year, about $17 a year. I couldn't even get the council at the time to agree to put it on the ballot, to ask the people what they wanted. So I'm just throwing that out there. I don't expect, you know, it's not a vote, but I'm just wondering if anybody wanted to comment on the current council's appetite for at least entertaining something like that, or what you have going on now that would prevent it or possibly work towards it whilst I'm here. So if anybody wants to comment, I'm here to have that conversation. Because I do talk to
some kind of a ballot referendum to see if people wanted to put money into an open space fund?
That's one way to do it. Obviously, there are other ways to, you know, have an open space fund. Mm-hmm. But at the time, we were on a time crunch, and we had thought that it could be put as a question on the ballot for the people to decide. And the council at the time, I didn't have enough folks here to get the vote to just get it on the ballot mm-hmm. so the people could decide. So they never got to decide.
And that would be to preserve that 125 acres?
Yeah.
Just the general fund that
yes.
could be used for anything?
It could be used, well, the rules could be written. The idea was it was for that, but we were just, we're at the beginning stages of asking. Mm-hmm. And, again, that was to be coupled, because now at this point, the Green Acres has had to pull that $250,000 back because we weren't able to get the remainder of the money.
Okay.
You know, so
you would have to reapply for that.
So we'd have to reapply.
And how long does that take?
It would all depend on the timing. I don't know where they are with applications. I don't know what money the state has right now, but I have folks that I work with that are aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But as you folks know, you get busy, and I need help with that. But while I'm here, I wanted to open the conversation on, because, again, last time everybody wasn't here, and I'll be honest with you, some of the folks that said they would support it all of a sudden weren't here that night when we had to talk about
mm-hmm.
it. So you know how that goes.
At the time, how much were they asking to purchase the property?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that because that was a private conversation between the Trust for Public Lands and the owner. But I can tell you we had a willing seller,
mm-hmm.
And we had money dedicated towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So
one of the audience members has a question.
Sure.
If it got on the ballot and the people in the township actually want it, would that eliminate the Oriental-type burials that are going on?
I can't speak. The only thing I could speak to is we're looking to purchase property that right now is unused. That property does have it's farm assessed for forestry.
Which side of the mountain are you looking at? The borough side or the township?
Borough side. Yeah, that's exclusively in the borough.
Okay.
Okay.
So it'd be like off of Nunn Avenue?
Off of Nunn Avenue, yes. The wetland area above
uh-huh.
the railroad tracks. So that 125 acres, give or take an acre, is in the borough. But if it were to be preserved, it would prevent anything.
It wouldn't change the use of the property that is currently a cemetery.
If that was the question, well, that's privately owned, and they're allowed to do what they want there.
Right.
You know?
You weren't trying to purchase the cemetery. You were trying to purchase
no.
the unused land.
Right.
Yeah.
The unused acreage.
The property in discussion, yeah. Did that answer your question?
Sort of.
Okay. anything else?
No.
Okay.
I just don't like seeing that.
Yeah. And word on the street, if anyone wants to add to it, the word on the street, unofficial, is that the new proposal had something to do with not expanding as much and then possibly putting some housing around there, too. I don't know if anybody has any comment on that.
I've heard that. Yeah,
okay.
I heard so did Richard.
Rumor. Okay.
What's that?
That's okay. Couldn't because the fire department might just can't get there from here.
Well, that is a challenge to that property too, access.
Put a new truck up there.
Okay. And I know the residential development's been, that was a subject of discussion too. But any more questions on preservation or anything for that matter?
Not for now, no.
So you're looking to get this on the ballot for next year?
I'd be interested in talking about it.
Okay.
So certainly, anytime we are proposing any sort of a ballot referendum, we need to know as far in advance as possible.
Okay.
So I just would say, if you have some proposal, that just whatever it would say or whatever you're proposing it would say, that you send that to us or share that with us, so that we could look at it and see if that would be something that we would be willing to do.
Great, well, let me call the Trust for Public Land. They were instrumental in the first proposal, putting the wording together, dealing with that.
Right.
And maybe we could pick up where we left off, at least for a talking point.
Yeah, and since Christine Blanchard isn't here, I mean, was she involved in that discussion?
She would have been involved in at least the initial discussion.
She knew more.
About that.
Yes.
I just know whenever this has come up, if it's not way in advance, you can't even consider it.
Okay.
So it's better if you're interested in proposing something like that and having us consider it, to do it as far in advance.
Yeah, like if the next meeting, you can get it out there, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you can get it to us, like, if you can get things together and bring it to us the next meeting, maybe.
Okay.
And if you have anything that you want Christine to hand out, get it to her earlier.
Ahead of the meeting, sure.
She can email it to us.
Okay, great. We can at least discuss it, great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Peter Quelly. I live at 4 Cleveland Street. First of all, I want to thank you guys for taking my whole chimnea smoke thing seriously and getting on that right away, because that's a big deal in my house, because we get sick. Yeah. Because it comes right in the windows from one of the neighbor's houses. And that would be an awesome thing if that was able to get worked out. So we have some kind of limitation as how close to other people's houses. And I mean, you know, fireplaces are a whole different ball of wax, because the chimney's 25 feet up in the air. Mm-hmm. It's not lower than your windows. So that would be awesome. And one other thing is, I'm just putting a reminder out there. Christine had talked about getting an extra no parking sign in front of 6 Cleveland Street. Because they're parking out in the street. There was 3 cars out there Sunday morning, and I had to go into the parking lot to go around them.
She's not here tonight, but I'm going to have to put it down as a reminder.
Yeah.
We were supposed to discuss tonight new ordinances, and one of them was for the gymnasium.
Well, because I saw that on
the... Yeah, and unfortunately, we took it off of the schedule for tonight, because there's just not enough people here to discuss that.
Okay.
It will be discussed at the December 1st meeting, so it'd be worth it for you to be here for that.
Well, I was going to, you know, I was going to try to come the last meeting, but just...
Yeah. Well, it worked out, because we didn't do it.
You didn't do it either.
Yeah, we were... Dave Allen wasn't here to help us with that.
Right. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the audience? All right. I'll accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? On to reports. We have our police activity report, code enforcement report, and municipal court report. I'll accept the motion to receive and file.
So moved.
Any discussion on any of those? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? For committee reports, Christine was supposed to talk about the shared services committee for the police. We want to have a meeting, a special meeting, that'll be an executive meeting, and this is up to everybody's schedule, next Monday, the 23rd, at 6 o'clock, if possible. The earlier the better. You won't be here. She said that Tuesday's also, you can be here.
Mm-hmm. So, when she has it on here. So, which day? Monday?
It was Monday, the 23rd at 6 o'clock, if we can get enough people. I'm not sure if you can be here.
I mean, I can be here on Monday, the 23rd.
And I can, too.
And I can.
I can change things around.
I can be here.
Okay. Let's want to shoot for Monday the 23rd at 6 o'clock?
I'll try to get you changing around.
Okay. All right, we'll discuss that, then we'll have that meeting.
6:30, you said?
6:30, or no, 6 o'clock.
6.
Yeah. Messing me up over here. All right. On to old business, we have none.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Behind door, third floor?
Yes.
Second.
Executive session?
Yes.
Okay.
Old business, we have none. Ordinances, I already told that we're not going to be discussing tonight. So that brings us on to our new business. First up is the approval of St. Joseph's bingo application and pull tab application.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion on that?
What's a pull tab?
I think it's a, I looked it up online today. It almost looks like a scratch-off ticket or something.
It is. It's like a little, it's a little ticket like this, and when you buy them, they literally have like a little pull tab, like a little door that opens up, and your winning numbers are underneath. And they pull, usually at a bingo, they pull a number like a bingo number. And anybody that has that number underneath their tab, it's like a 50-50 raffle, but it goes with the pull tab.
All right. We had our motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We've got Resolution 181-2015, redemption of tax sales certificate. We'll do 181, 182, 183, 184, and 186.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on any of that? All right, can I get a roll call?
Klimko?
Here.
Heinrich?
Yes.
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 Noon?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
That brings us on to Resolution 185-2015, resolution to void a check.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
No.
Have a roll call again?
Klimko?
Here.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And Resolution 187-2015, resolution authorizing assignment.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? And we need a roll call on that.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And Resolution 188-2015, resolution authorizing budget transfers in the amount of $39,305.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion on that? Another roll call?
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And then we're adding Resolution 189-2015. Did everyone get a copy of this?
Which one's that?
The treatment works approval for South Prospect Street?
No.
All right. We have to vote on this. This is the application to the DEP to get the process going for the change in the pump station on South Prospect. Are you going to abstain?
Uh-huh.
We don't have it.
It's just a copy that Christine has to sign.
Oh.
It's just the treatment works approval that the engineers...
You have to do that in order for them to move.
Yeah, this is, the engineers brought this up a couple of times.
I can make a motion or move that.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on it or questions? Roll call on that?
Klimko?
Abstain.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
All right. On to our vouchers.
I'll make a motion to second.
Okay. Any discussion on the vouchers?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions, but Christine's not here.
Bring them up anyway. What do you have? Is it anything that's going to hold the vouchers up?
I don't know. Sunshine, page 4 of 12. Says Sunshine Tree removal. It's on the department of DPW. Just had a question why it's there. Shouldn't that be on the shade tree?
Sunshine Tree, you're
removal of dangerous trees on borough easements.
And you're asking, should it be under?
Shade Tree Commission?
I don't think the Shade Tree.
I don't think the Shade Tree Commission.
Shade Tree would do the, for the, would be for the borough.
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for the borough.
You got another question?
Yeah, one more, I think.
Well, no, I do have a question, Ethel. You just said the Shade Tree wouldn't do for the borough.
It wouldn't do it for this particular, this is the one where it had to do with DPW. So why would the Shade Tree, that's like one crossing the other one?
Yeah.
Right, but if it's a dangerous tree and it's on borough property.
In other words, DPW probably they would hide outside of DPW to remove the tree, not the Shade Tree. Shade Tree Commission would have did it with no charge. They probably had to get it done right away, which Shade Tree probably couldn't, wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, it's probably done as an emergency.
As an emergency.
It just says where the tree is.
It just says dangerous, right.
Yeah, dangerous, you said borough property, it could be any borough property.
Right.
That's what I'm just asking. And Sweet Valley Farm on page 10. Shouldn't that be under Shade Tree too?
That is a grant.
Right.
If that was for the Sustainable Jersey grant that the Green Team got. So that was actually disbursement of grant funding. We got a $1,000 grant, and that $800 we used to plant trees and shrubs down by where the DPW is, across from that property. But that is grant fund.
Okay.
Right.
So that was, we got that actually from a Sustainable Jersey grant. It passed through the borough, and that was the last of the money.
Okay, but there's no explanation, that's why I just asked.
No, of course. I just happen to know that because I'm involved with the Green.
Okay, thank you.
That's it, Richard?
That's it, I got it.
All right. We got our, so it's a discussion. Let's get a roll call on that.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except fire company refuge for us.
All right. On to our recap. Not much, huh? We
just
give you
the
dough.
Stop, the no parking sign.
Okay. I think that's a record. Go on to council remarks. You, Ms. Klimko.
I have nothing.
Mr. Thompson.
Nope, it's getting cold out. Bundle up.
All right. Ms. Newman.
I really have nothing other than actually that Green Team did have a really nice end of that project. I mean, it's an ongoing project to try to create some open space, some recreational area down by by the Shavacan, along the water there, across from the DPW and near where the garden apartment has all of the spots for the garden. So there were quite a number of volunteers and people did a lot of work and volunteered the services for the borough, so I just want to thank everybody who came. And it was on November 7th in the morning.
I just want Pat to ask Christine about all the signs that were supposed to have been put up that are not put up yet.
Not just that sign.
Yeah,
it was on my list, but she's not here. Because last I asked her, she said that they were working on them, but then they stopped because they paved the road.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was supposed to be before they start paving.
There's other ones I have too, but I can't ask.
It was supposed to be last year.
Right. Because the sign that I'm most really worried about is the sign on Humans Avenue coming out of the Dollar General, that driveway, where they come out of there very fast.
That one-way sign. Right?
The one-way sign. And I asked her that in an email, and I haven't gotten a response.
Correct. Because we still have all the handicaps, too.
Exactly.
We have a lot of signage that needs to go up.
Right.
That was what, Humans and Family Dollar?
It's on Humans coming out. One-way sign.
She's not here.
That's it.
Just a reminder that John Smith from MX, the electric company, is coming in to do a presentation at the next meeting. Christine gave him all of our historical bills, and they're actually going to put a spreadsheet together for us so we can see what they might be able to save us. So I think it's going to be pretty neat to see what this guy can do.
Is that the DPW in the Borough Hall and the library?
We're going to just do this building as far as I know for now, just to evaluate, because it's, the savings are going to be pretty uniform in terms of what he can do for the natural gas and electric, and then we can apply it to all the other buildings.
Yeah, but aren't the DPW, isn't that supposed to be going to solar?
Well, they're going, we're trying to do a number of different things. Solar, to have, you know, because the electricity and the gas is deregulated, have them buy and sell for us to get us the best deal. And we're still looking at the LED lighting, too. But that's contingent upon all these other things. Everything's predicated on that, because one of the things we had to consider is, it going to be worth the cost to have all of this done when we're already going to save all the money from all the other stuff we have going on? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we can cut the utility bills here in half, is it really worth spending a couple grand to retrofit these? Probably still is, but we're taking our time on that, making sure it's done right. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving next week, which I can't believe is already here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Snuck up on everybody.
Even though it's almost 70 degrees today.
Get lines when you get to warm up.
All right. I guess that's it. So we have no executive session tonight, and I will accept the motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Thank you.